Ready? Okay, we welcome everybody, and good to see Bob here. At least we got somebody in the audience. And we'll have Trish call for roll call.
Here.
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 Okay. August 21st, the 2017 minutes approval. Do I have anybody that looked at the minutes? And
yep.
Do I hear a motion to
so
approve
moved.
Them? Okay, I got a motion. Do I hear a second?
A second.
Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Okay, we also have the approval of the amendment to the March 20th, 2017 minutes public meeting. I looked at that and didn't see any heartburn. Does anybody have any discussion on that? Okay, Bob, go ahead. Here, you want to look at mine a minute?
Basically what it's saying is that on March 20th, they advertised for a public hearing on the critical areas ordinance, and then, but no one was in attendance. So there, it's just kind of clarifying that there was the opportunity to testify, no one was here.
We could change that verbiage, Bob.
I believe I was here. I think that there was no public comment.
I believe he was here, too.
Yeah.
We all know you're here. You're
I don't remember the last time Bob missed one of these meetings.
When you read that, it sounded like I wasn't here.
Okay.
I guess we just, there was no public comment. That's what we said.
I'll make a correction that we put in there, no public comment, and Bob Carlson was present. Okay.
I approve the amendment with the correction.
Okay. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Okay. We'll turn it over to you on municipal code update.
Okay. So two things. Most of it we're going to talk about commercial zones, but this did come up that people have been asking about three-story buildings in residential, especially for apartments. And so the mayor suggested I start with the Planning Commission to get your opinion on that. I have talked to the fire chief. He'd want some requirements as far as fire sprinklers, but really it's kind of an aesthetic thing. Is that okay? The commercial zones already have a height limit of 62 feet and four stories. Residential, all residential is limited to two stories and 28 feet.
So all residential's going to three-story or just certain?
Up to you, but the question was specifically asked about apartments. Since obviously with three stories, you can get a lot more units than with two stories.
And what about parking?
Provide the parking.
That's my beef. I don't mind three stories, but we got to provide for parking. That's
parking
a lot of
people. By the unit, so it doesn't matter how tall the building is. Okay. However many dwelling units there are, that's how much parking
so
they need to provide.
Three-story right beside your house, blocking your sun. I can peer down in your yard, throw peanuts at you.
I'm not zoned for that.
So my feelings is if you had a three-story apartment, you'd almost have to have some parking in the back, wouldn't you?
Probably. I mean, it really depends how they lay it out. There's.
What's your comment, John? I can see your wheels clicking there. No?
Basically, it's just taking up more of their building space to provide parking for them. So, where I was born and raised in Bellingham, they just put in like 20,000 units in Bellingham.
Wow.
And they're.
They're four and five probably, right?
Yep. Yep. And they've got parking provided for them. It's a good way to, house a lot of people in a small area. But it does overload the streets.
That was my concern.
It does. there's a big congestion problem going on where they built these units because they built them close to the college so that they can accommodate the students. And for some reason, people don't want to walk anymore. And the kids are taking their cars to and from, you know, 3 miles away. They're actually driving their vehicles to college campus. It's only 3 miles away.
Yeah, my concern was if, I mean, obviously you're going to be increasing population density and therefore you're going to be increasing traffic in an area where you allow a three. I mean, the parking, yeah, that's an issue, but like I said, if you're allowed to build up, you've got more room to apply parking, but you don't necessarily have more room for the traffic that will be coming onto that. So my first question is which zones would we even consider that for? And would that have an impact on the thing, or would it be available to, I guess it would be R4 would probably be restricted to, or would it be more open for other opportunities?
Depends on what you want. R4 is the only one that allows anything larger than a fourplex. R3 allows a triplex and fourplex. But it's still, I mean, a fourplex, that's four units, so
right.
You probably wouldn't build that in three stories, because...
Right.
Well, I understand R4 is you can build apartments in R4.
Yes.
Right.
And I don't think there's any restrictions whether it's two or three, is it?
It's limited, the height is
two.
Limited to...
It is limited.
It's limited
to stories,
two.
28 okay. feet.
Okay. So, Brian and Roger, what's your feeling?
Well, Roger brought up, would they be looking down on me? And I mean, I'm in an R2, so we'd be keeping it to an R4. Keep it to an area that's supposed to be made for multifamily.
I would want one right next to me.
What's your zoning?
Where I live, I don't know where it is.
Probably R2.
Probably R2.
Yeah, you have got R4 there. The R4 is down on Ash Lower.
In the right area, I don't see a problem with
R4.
It. But
some of it is.
Most of it is R4.
I agree.
In fact, I think it's all the way down is R4.
Traffic congestions, lots of people.
Where is R4 located? That's really going to have some potential impacts. I mean, we also have to be realistic too. Places where there's single dwelling, you know, houses. I mean, like I said, I know Hemlock is mostly R4.
So R4 is this one with the dots.
Cedar between 14th and 9th.
Really?
So you have this area,
it's all an apartment.
You have R4 here, you have R4 here.
And Hemlock between 14th and 8th is R4.
Hmm. Pockets.
Little pockets and stuff. Down here where the Catholic housing hall is and stuff.
In the middle of R4.
Yeah, because I'm right here.
This is where a lot of them apartments are.
Them new 80 units that went in, they're all R4.
Why
are they
at?
Are they over here? They're on 7th and off of Scutney. What's that? Well, 7th goes on down to the highway now.
See,
right,
I'm,
Brian?
When I look at this, I'm not sure that my concern is, again, traffic density, you know, population density and the impacts on traffic. Hemlock would be a concern. Cedar could be a concern. So if you just outright say R4, there could be an issue there. You know, down in this area.
These already are apartments.
I mean, these already are, you know, apartments. You know, this is already apartment, you know, here. So, I mean, there's some areas that kind of make sense to me, but there's some areas that I'm not saying that they don't make sense, but again, Hemlock is all R4. Can that, do you think that's a good place to dump a bunch of traffic? And same thing for Cedar.
Is this across the street from you? Because you're
right
here.
I'm right here.
Most of Hemlock's already filled up, right, Brian?
What's this R4 out here off of Cemetery Road?
Oh, I see.
Hemlock is the street right here.
Right.
This is Hemlock right here. So, no, I'm in the middle of R4. This is Sally. Sally's right behind me.
Right, I'm right here. Okay.
Where's Cemetery Road?
Right here, Cemetery Road.
Oh, that's that that chunk of the school district.
So one question
school
that
district bought this?
What is
here's the school. Here's
talk a little louder.
Okay, so one question might be to ask, what does the ordinance
that must be Hamptons. It's Hamptons.
It's this field right now.
Building.
28 high. Max.
The building requirements, there's got to be a square footage requirement for the lot size for around four.
That's good, thank you.
So the whole city's 28 foot, so you can't build them three high in, right now with the present ordinances that we have, is that
like
correct?
In our office, there's got to be a minimum of 7,200 square feet.
Correct.
So I would imagine in our R4 level, you would have to have four times that.
So,
no, it's the other way around. As you go, like R2 is a because it's a smaller. All right, as I understand it, R1 you're trying to make your high end housing in R1. That's why you have the square footage. R2 is that transitional phase from R1 to R2, so that's why there's a smaller square footage. But I think it's actually higher for R4 or smaller for R4. To allow multi-family dwellings. So
multi-family, it's 900 square feet for each unit, plus 300 square feet of landscaping, plus parking area for each unit.
That's the minimum, or is that
the maximum? That's the minimum.
That's the minimum. What's the max? Does it say?
No max.
No max?
It is per unit.
Per unit.
So
if it's a single family house, it's 6,000 square feet.
Yeah, R4.
R4.
So any other comment?
So if you're not in favor, that's fine. I needed to start with getting an opinion.
Is a solo ready for three story?
I think there's places you could have three stories. I guess that's really where they.
When I was
thinking about this earlier today, it came down to if I had to make a decision today, it would probably be permit by permission situation where. Two is allowed. If you want to go for three, you're going to have to go through process and have certain things evaluated. Like, you know, do you have an adequate parking plan? Do you have an adequate traffic plan for the place it's located? I think there's places that could use it that you could do that, but I think there's some of the R4s that you can't. So, but I don't again know if that's even an option.
It would be better if you could have just criteria for when it's allowed or not allowed. Because when you have to, you know, go before a board and ask for permission, you're setting yourself up for, you know, being arbitrary.
Right.
One person can and one can't.
Right.
Yeah. But if you can base it on lot size or something that is
measurable.
Thank you.
So how could we word it to allow it but still keep it under control, or just say it's allowed, and we got enough restrictions.
It sounds like really the big issue is the traffic, because parking is going to be addressed.
Right.
You know, that's just per unit, they have to provide however many parking spaces. So traffic is harder to...
Is it covered parking?
I don't think it's...
I think it should be parking.
Take a look at even you've had some multi-dwelling places put up. There's no covered parking in any of them, so I'm guessing no.
No, the Catholic Charity don't have covered parking.
That's what I'm saying. There's no covered parking in any of the ones I've seen.
The guy over by the theater that put those apartments in, he's required to have covered parking.
Required? Why?
Wouldn't Travis, what has he got, three unit buildings? Two, so six units total?
Are we talking, who's the contractor we gave Citizen of the Year a couple of years ago to?
Oh, it wasn't me.
Oh, you...
I think it was Roger Inns. No,
no.
Who was, I don't know.
Down on First Street. Can't think of his name.
Oh. Warling? John Warling?
Yeah, John Warling. He's got 6 units in that cul-de-sac over there. But I think he has a garage for him, don't he? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So two-family dwellings need covered parking. It's required. Multifamily in R3 and R4 just need 2 spaces and no more than 2 vehicles may be parked off-street that are not within a garage or carport in connection with each dwelling unit.
Trish, do you know, was he required to have covered parking?
Well, if it was a two-family dwelling, it would have been, according to the ordinance, but...
It was planned.
So it shouldn't have been required. Sometimes developers would do that because it makes their unit more marketable because people like having covered parking.
Now, when you talk 28 feet for the height, then of the Catholic Charity, don't they look taller than 28 feet?
That's what the, I mean, you, we all got a copy of the ordinance, and that's what it says.
You're talking about going that high, or 4 stories or whatever, how many units? I mean, is that, I mean, if there's 4 stories or 3 stories and there's 8 units, that's not that much traffic. Unless you're talking about, you know, making this huge complex.
Are you talking the 3-story versus?
No, we're saying 3-story, but you're talking about traffic, but. They go 3-story, but how many of them? You know what I'm saying?
Well, you have a point there. You know, you could have 3-story and just have one three wide, have 9 families there, or you could have
right.
6 times 2, you got 12, so you got more traffic than a 2-story if you got longer and more of them.
Right.
What you're saying, right?
I can build a 20x20 and just go straight up.
Mm-hmm. I think it's, you know, a 2-story versus a 3-story in regards to, I would expect them not to, I mean, if they're building a 3-story, they're going to do it for a maximum density situation, I would guess.
Well, if you take like Lions Park Apartments and you add another story on that, that could be an issue with traffic. But
yes.
If you're talking about the Cedars Apartments and add one more story to it, it wouldn't be as big of an issue.
We could spend all night on this, but
right.
So what's your feeling, Brian? Are you in favor of...
I'm okay with it, but I think there are certain parts of town that are even zoned R4 that I would feel uncomfortable. But there's other parts that I would be fine with it. I think the traffic could be handled, and I think it wouldn't be obstructing anybody.
I'm with you. If you put 3-story... close to Main Street here, where it's a sore thumb, but if it's back in the residential deep, it's not such a eyesore. Roger, what's your feelings?
I kind of have the same feeling. I'm okay with it. But if you say it's okay for R4, then that means it's okay to put it on Cedar Street or
Hemlock
or all that. I mean, are there open lots that it can be done right now?
Or everything's
all tied up anyway, so maybe it's nothing we need to worry about. Just okay.
But somebody could tear stuff down.
That's the problem. I sincerely doubt you're going to have many of those houses be taken out and turned into apartments.
But
I wouldn't be surprised one bit if you have some of those apartments, however, torn down and turned into apartments, and how high do you want to make them, and how much traffic can it engage, and again, making something measurable. You want to be, I mean, I totally understand being consistent with our zoning. That makes, you know, and our rules, and also maximum opportunity. You know, you want to have. Personally, I don't have a problem with a 3-story apartment complex in Othello, as long as it doesn't impact the traffic. And that's the decision we have to make, is are we creating potential traffic issues with that? And is there a way to work around that to make that, whether it be a square footage possibility or some other thing that makes it make more sense to build in some place than another that's measurable?
I've got a question for you. Now, like these apartments that I hear is condemned down here on Main Street, if they tear them down, can somebody come in and put new apartments in there?
No. Yes. Yes, they can. They absolutely can.
And it
can
are they grandfathered in?
And it can be four stories tall.
Why?
Because it's on Main Street. It's in a commercial zone.
You could, commercial,
and that's the other side of the coin, is commercial zoning allows for buildings up to four stories tall.
Look, commercial,
the bottom floor has to be commercial. So yeah, you could have a four-story apartment complex there as long as you put commercial in the bottom floor.
Well, the way it's sitting, I doubt
it. Well, some of those apartments on Hemlock would be better if they were torn down and put fourplex.
Yeah, well, they're
you, couldn't build, you couldn't build they're a four there, you could build a three there.
But I understand that the putting that Dollar Tree was the best thing. Those apartments are awful.
If you're there's a in our handout there's a simple little thing that kind of showed the difference between commercial and the residential zoning. So I mean, right now you're allowed four in commercial. I just got to find where I stashed it.
We're allowed four stories in commercial.
Yes.
And the top down on First Street on that open ground and put four story.
Huh?
Down there on First, next to the shopping center, you could put four.
As of right now, yes. Which is probably another reason why we want to take a look at some of these commercial zones.
So any commercial, we can put residential above?
Yes.
Apartments?
Yes.
Along the bottom floor is
commercial.
Commercial footage.
Correct.
Well, that would be an ugly eyesore. Have a business below and three high.
I think it looked nice.
It would depend on a lot of things. Like I said, you know, if you had a four-story, if you're sitting at the Brunswick's and somebody built a four-story apartment complex next to you, you might not find that too ugly at all. I wouldn't. I would be quite happy with somebody building something next to my restaurant like that.
We were down in Portland last weekend, and it was just beautiful. All the bottom and then the up top was apartments. I think it's nice looking.
There's lots of places that, gosh, where the heck did I read that at?
Okay, do we want to make any type of decision on this before we move on, or where are we at, guys and gals?
I'm sorry, here it is. Page 510 is where some of that stuff is explained. Maximum size of building, four stories. In our next drafting of commercial zones. So that's why I thought it was a kind of significant to bring up. Sorry about it was in kind of the next section that we're talking about. But
okay, 510.
510. Okay. That's where it shows all commercial zones offer the opportunity for a four-story building.
I guess I don't hear strong support for going to three stories for apartments, and so I guess let's just drop it for now and let the developers push it if they feel.
Is there a developer looking for this?
They were proposing either two or three. You know, they prefer to go three. You get more out of your investment.
Right.
You know.
Is.
How would they allow? See what happens.
Yeah. Worst that can happen.
I mean, if we don't like it, we can always change it back.
So, Ann, as part of the building requirements, are they required to submit a CPAP?
It's based on the number of dwelling units and the number of parking spaces.
So, do they meet that criteria?
Couldn't actually tell you off the top of my head what you guys have adopted.
A CPAP would trigger evaluation by agencies. So if it was a large enough complex, they would have to go out with a CEPA, and then it would have to be evaluated by different agencies for traffic streams, where most of the traffic's coming from, where it's going to.
So anything more than five dwelling units requires CEPA. So yes, that would definitely trigger CEPA.
So that's where you get
some control.
You get control because it could be not. It can be refused or denied in the CEPA.
That wouldn't go on us. It would go on them.
basically the agencies that are doing the evaluation of the CEQA would deny it if it didn't meet the criteria. Like if you had just one exit point, one entry point from a main road from an arterial, and you were flooding that arterial with traffic, then you could deny it because that arterial wouldn't end up below. I'm just making up things. I'm just saying that it's part of the approval process. If you submit a CEQA, you can be denied.
It can be, although you need to have pretty strong grounds in order to do that.
I can't wrap my head around how to make some sort of measurable requirement that could actually result in a measurable amount of traffic impact, you know, where that line is. That's where I'm kind of struggling right now, you know. I also don't like to stifle possible development as well. I mean, so rentals are, I'm leaning towards allow. But I'm concerned about potential impacts on traffic, and I just cannot wrap my head around how to manage something like that through regulation.
And so we do require traffic, some level of traffic analysis with development. For instance, the Sand Hill Estates project that was recently, you guys didn't see it, it was the hearing examiner, but first phase was 30 lots, but the total build-out is 250. And so we've already let the developer know that we are going to require, at the next submittal, we're going to require some traffic information, just because that's a lot of new traffic to add to your system. You need to take a look at that. So the developer that I was talking to was looking at doing four buildings, either eight, if they could go two-story, or 12 units each if they could go three-story. So 48 units was kind of the maximum this developer was looking at. Apartments generate about 6 trips a day, average.
Oh, I know we have a need for them.
Well, yeah, there's no doubt.
Can we talk about where they want to do this?
Absolutely. Oh, no, no.
He's actually looking for suggestions.
He's looking for suggestions of
where a fellow thinks they would like to see an apartment
now,
complex.
This new big complex deal that Angel's putting together, if he got some ground set aside, I heard, for apartments in there, or is that just all housing in there?
It's zoned, you know, R1 and R2. Huh? So it's zoned R1 and R2. So
it is all R1, R2.
It could potentially be some duplexes, but that would be the most.
That's about it.
Okay. So, we need to move on. Do we want to make a motion, or what do we want to do here, board?
What do you need,
Brian? What do you think?
I don't know. I'm open to the idea. There's so many unknowns. I don't know.
Could I go back to, you were saying we could have some requirements on traffic research or. What would that look like? I mean, if we're talking, let's just talk on the high end. We're talking about a 48 unit facility is built. We'll just make it. It's replacing something on Hemlock. Okay, and six travels per 48. So
that's 300 almost.
300 trips a day.
So you're talking about 300 extra trips. If you all think that you know, is doable on Hemlock without creating some sort of congestive problem.
How many are in the one right there on 11th, 12th and Hemlock? I mean, there's quite a few there.
Right.
So if, and you're saying if one of those were
sure.
taken down.
That's what I'd be looking, I mean, that's what I'm using it as my example. I mean, you know, if you think 300 trips,
but in all reality, I don't think it'll land on Hemlock, because you're going to have to buy some homes out to put that kind of units on Hemlock.
Even if one's taken down there, and then they go up another story,
that you're not adding that much more.
You're only adding the on you're top. Only,
right. So you're not looking at that large of traffic influence.
Well, it's going to be built somewhere. Where can it go?
Well, I'm just saying on Hemlock, if one gets taken down, one another one puts up.
It could go down on First and Broadway, either one.
So if it goes down there, is that
but
doable?
The traffic moves quicker down there because there's no stop signs. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Again, I'm looking at, you know, how do you manage the worst case? If we make a rule, what's the worst case that could come out of it? And let's just we'll just use Hemlock. That's worst case. Can Hemlock withstand 300 extra travel, you know, travels?
It would be 300, though.
It would be four. Actually, it's more than that. 48 times six.
It's 300.
About 300.
300. So it's 300 extra.
But there's already that many apartments.
But you take out 200 because there's already that there. So you're only adding 100. Don't you follow that?
So if we just round it to 50 units at six trips each, makes 300 more trips a day. And a trip is, you know, leaving and coming back. That's two trips. So, it's spread out over the course of the day. Of course, in most of the leaving trips are in the morning, people going to work, taking kids to school. Most of the returning trips are evening.
Of course, ultimately, we're just making a recommendation to council anyway. But I want to make the best one possible. So, you know, like I said, look at the worst case scenario, and if you think that can be managed by that traffic as is, I'd say go.
Isn't that what John said about the, what did he call it, SEPA? Wouldn't they be the ones doing it? If they decided to do it and then they come in and say, no, the traffic is going to be too much traffic or make another exit, then that's going to be off a different road. It's not all coming off Hemlock.
And Hemlock's a through street all except 11.
Exactly. So, Hemlock's an easier one.
Yeah. If you put it down on Spruce or
Cedar.
Or Cedar or
maybe we should use Cedar as the example of where you are. I mean, again, just think
but
of the
I
worst.
I don't think it's going to go in that because we're all plastered with homes there anyway.
But it's not whether it will in the future and what will happen. I mean, unfortunately, some of the things that happened here is because somebody didn't go, well, nobody's going to put that there anyway. I mean, who on earth would put a red barn right there in the middle of town? Whoops.
Let's keep moving here. So do we want to put any motions on tonight, or what do we want to do?
Do we feel comfortable with the traffic?
What's your motion, Roger?
I make a motion to allow three-story.
In what?
In R4s. In R4. Okay, do I hear a second to that? I'll second it.
I'm okay with it.
Okay, you'll make the second, and now let's have a little more discussion, and then we'll vote on it.
Perfect.
Okay, Chris?
My only discussion point is if you all are comfortable with the potential traffic impacts in all the R4s, because I think that's what you really have to decide.
Basically, I am. This is Othello. We're not talking Spokane or Seattle or Tacoma where we're just plastered with all kinds of traffic. I think we can handle it. You know, it might be another 30 seconds getting through six blocks, but it isn't like what we're used to when we go over.
Correct.
On the west side. So if it's going to hinder growth, I'm against it. I like Roger's motion. Okay. Dan, you got anything to say?
No. How many are in the, I'm sorry, how many are in that Catholic Charities?
I heard there's 80 units. What'd you hear, John? I heard they built 80 units there, 80 new units.
I don't see a huge traffic impact
80 something.
There.
80 something, yeah.
I don't see a huge impact there.
I really don't either.
Every day.
Yeah.
I come down 7th all the time, turn on scrutiny. I hardly ever see any cars coming out. Brian, you got anything?
Nope.
Roger, you got anything? Okay,
we talked about that. There is one other thing.
Okay.
Aesthetics. Is there an issue with aesthetics, with the height, and how that impacts what people see?
Well, if we go to three, we got to change the height another 14 feet.
And I mean, I'm just saying we should consider, you know, are people going to be okay with that, the aesthetics of it? I agree with you on the growth side of it.
You could add design standards that if they go to three stories, they have to meet the sprinkler requirements the fire chief wants, and they have to meet some sort of design standards that you...
Is that the only... So would we have to make a recommendation on those design standards besides the sprinklers?
Oh, we're going to be doing all that when we walk through each.
So that would be...
Well, not aesthetic standards. Yeah.
The fire suppression...
I think the fire chief wants more than is in the building code.
So, Roger, in your motion, if we go to three story, you probably ought to put in the same motion that you can go up to 42 feet in height, because you'll need another 14 foot. Right, Ann? If you're 28 feet now for two story, you're going to need 42 feet.
I don't think it would be that much, because
can 28... Can we get by with 40 feet?
Yeah, because a story is typically 10
feet. 10?
Nine or 10 for residential.
So can we get by with 36? But you got that.
It depends on how much of a roof pitch you want to see.
Go ahead, John.
Okay, so to get you guys off the hook, you should direct staff to provide you with an ordinance that can go to... What you want to vote on is something that's finished, a working document that can go to the city council. So you want to advise staff to prepare an ordinance for three-story dwellings to be allowed to be built in a row.
And then Ann can decide on the footage and then bring that back to us next time.
Okay.
That's
why we hired her.
I agree with that.
Thank you.
And then you can take it to, you can pass it up to the council to vote on.
Okay.
With your recommendations.
So we need that to review before we made that recommendation, or that all be, would that only be what we recommend once Ann put that together?
Right now, our motion could be recommend to Ann to bring back the specs that we need for...
You probably don't even need a motion for that. You can just direct me.
What's that, Ann?
You don't need a motion, I don't think, to direct staff to do something.
Okay, so we don't need a motion right now. Is that what you're saying? Okay.
You may want to withdraw your motion or something, because you did make a motion to recommend to council, so you may want to...
Okay, so it sounds like we're not ready to go to council until next month, until you bring some more detail. Okay, you want to withdraw?
I'll withdraw my motion.
And I'll withdraw the second. All in favor of the withdrawal, say aye.
Aye.
Okay.
One other question. If we do raise that height maximum, does that have impacts in any of the other residential building options? Would it only be R4 potentially? Or is there a possibility, I don't know what allows for a two-story house in the Othello.
All your zoning chapters, the residential ones, all allow two stories and 28 feet.
Correct. Would changing one of them have potential impacts or legal impacts for the other ones?
You want to change it in R4, perfect. Just change R4.
Could, that was my other question.
Okay. So you've heard our wishes, and you'll bring something back to us next month. Okay. What else do we want to discuss tonight, Ann?
Okay, we want to discuss commercial zones.
Commercial.
So this is where I thought we'd spend most of the discussion time.
Okay.
So last month we talked about changing the commercial zones. We talked about following the Moses Lake format, where you put all the commercial zones in one chapter. You have tables that make it much easier for the public to understand what you can do in each zone, what the setbacks are, height limits, all of that kind of stuff. And then we talked about design standards, having some aesthetic requirements. And so I used the ones from Kennewick for the most part, because those seem to be pretty simple. Once we settle on what you like, we would include some pictures, because pictures really make it much easier to understand, you know, what these terms mean. When you say this, what does that mean? Give some examples of good and maybe of bad, of don't do this. So, but I also wanted you to not think that this is, you know, like almost ready to go and just need to tweak it a little bit. This was a first attempt. And so I'd like you to discuss it. Tell me what you like, what you don't like, how we should proceed.
My first question kind of revolves around in the land uses and commercial zones. There's a lot of blanks.
Yep.
Is that for us to determine? That's what I figured. Okay.
Because some of it seemed to be pretty easy, and those I filled in. And some of it I just didn't want to guess what you would think would be the right thing here.
I actually have a bunch highlighted, which I bet were the ones you didn't want to get into.
Okay, so we're on page 2 of 10, is that correct?
Oh, let me just back up before we get to 2 of 10. So on page 1 of 10, I tried to write, in this very first part, some purpose and intent mm-hmm. for the three zones that we talked about.
That was good.
Okay, good.
That was really good, actually. I thought it was a great explanation on those spots.
Okay, so now we can move on to the uses on page 2. Unless you others want to have comments on the purpose statements.
Okay, I guess we'll just go by line item. Is there anything on the retail that anybody wants to change or think we should change?
In some cases, I wondered if in the C1 and maybe C2, you would want to limit building size. I don't know, maybe the lots kind of already in the existing development already limits it. Those are really more small scale businesses.
What would be maximum size you would recommend on C2? I see that. I'm sorry, 7,000 square feet?
So that's what your current code has.
Really?
Yeah.
No kidding. How big is Leprechaun?
Probably bigger than that.
I would guess.
Oh, yeah, it's bigger than 7,000.
Huh?
It's bigger than 7,000.
I would think, actually, I would also think Dollar Store is going to be pretty darn close to over that. It's our current code. Cool.
You know, it's kind of confusing because it's in, you know, multiple chapters and two titles, so I struggled. I've been struggling.
No, I completely understand.
No wonder that developers have problems, because if your professional staff has trouble with it, then, you know, it's probably time.
What would be a 20,000? My brain works in little tiny things like this all day long, so 20,000 square feet?
100 by 200 would be 20,000.
Which would be,
or 40.
What kind of building is an example of a 20,000 square foot building in Othello right now? That's what I figured. So 25,000 maybe is a maximum for commercial zone too.
Yeah, that's a big building. 25,000 is a little more than half an acre.
So 20?
I don't think Leprechaun's 20,000.
How many square feet is CBHA?
Oh, wow.
76, I want to say.
And that's over the C1.
If you could include the parking lot, okay, just the building or the lot size?
Building.
Building size.
So the current C1 commercial district allows retail stores over 7,000. So then it was put around the limit down there?
7,000 ain't that much.
No. Okay, C1B is 7,000, it's up to and including 7,000 square feet or 100 vehicle trips within 24 hours. So I knew I got that number somewhere. That's where it was, between C1
and
C1B.
We do. That's where it allows residential and commercial. We talked about it at the last meeting.
Yeah, it's just a few along.
The brown jack.
Cedar, it's this kind of blue-green color. Cedar and hemlock, just those two little pieces.
Yep. Okay.
So I don't know, maybe there are certain kinds of uses that should get limited. Like I was thinking about the contractor sales and supply. You know, if
that's
it's
a tough one.
Right, little pipe fittings and things, that probably works. If it's irrigation supply that NEO is selling the pipes like this, they need a lot more space. And so maybe that's not appropriate in your area that you want to be kind of walkable and small scale. So.
Okay, we need to keep moving. So what do you want to do there?
Well, we have irrigation sales that happen in what would be becoming C3 already, correct? Do we have any other contractor sales and supply and sale that y'all can think of?
ProBuild.
We should probably be in the C3 already. That would be my next one. Where would Norco's, gas, supply fit in? Would that be considered contractor supply and sale? And then Farmers Electric would be another question I have, and A&L.
Yeah, they're all contractor supply and sales.
Well, those are in different zones.
And maybe those don't need to be separated out. Maybe that's just a retail use.
Well, at which case, yeah. At which case do we want to allow that in all zones, C1, 2, and 3?
So.
And then I will refer back to the initial responses, which were put together. I guess when you look at these, does that fit into these purpose definitions that were on the front page, which are really, really good? I think they're great guiding things to say, does that fit?
Yeah, I think you need that in order
Totally agree. I totally agree. I thought they were done very simply.
So contractor supply and sale, we allowed in C3?
We already allow them in C3. Yeah. Actually, we exist in all zones right now.
I know, but we need to start filling in the blanks here, right?
Yeah, right. For sure, C3.
So it'd go into C3. C2? I mean, we're going to rezone everything, so we've got to just figure out what we want to call our zones here.
Correct.
We can't go by the map and where stuff is.
Correct.
We're starting new and fresh, so.
Okay.
And we're thinking our true C1 is fourth to first and down first. And I can't think of anything
else that isn't.
Yeah, there's no contractor sales on
contractors there. Stay out of C1?
I think so. Yes. Yeah. I think C2 is fine.
Where's Farmers Electric? Is that going to be in C2?
Block on Broadway.
But see, there we could put it to C, conditionally allowed.
First.
Through permit.
If they're already there, we have to.
You can't kick them out.
We got grandfather them in if we change the zoning where they're at.
But if they sold.
That's a problem.
Then if they sold, then they would have to be reevaluated.
So they couldn't sell Farmers Electric as Farmers Electric there?
Well, it's Farmers Electric. For right now, I can't remember where that line was when it turned into C2 and C1. I mean, on the other side of the block, yeah, it's C1, but I don't know where that line is for C2. Up from that way.
Where you do it last time, and at Juniper.
I'll show you, and you probably don't know where it's at. And I can't see it on that little tiny thing. I'm going to come down.
C1, prohibited. C2,
allowed.
C, allowed. Conditional.
That's what I think.
Allowed.
Farmers Electric.
C3, allowed.
Farmers Electric would be in what is considered C3.
Which fits.
Farmers Electric is in what would be considered C3. According to this map.
We don't have a C3.
Yeah, we do.
We're making one.
Right, we're making one.
I'm looking at this map and how it would fit in there.
Oh, that's a new one.
The one we
did. This is the one that you guys did last time.
This is the one we did last time. So Farmers Electric, and potentially you could even make this C3. And then that would cover everything that we're talking about.
A&L, Norco.
A&L, Norco. The show house.
Okay. So we're saying that C1 contractor supply not allowed.
And C2 also C2. Not allowed?
I would allow it in C2.
I think C2.
I'd allow it in C2 and C3.
I think so. That's my vote.
So we'd X out C1.
Yep. Okay.
Okay. At least we made one X tonight.
And are you okay with
it? It's going to get easier. This was not an easy. This was one of the ones that I thought was going to be actually hard.
The daily outdoor merchandise display would be the people bring their stuff out and display it outside. I figured that's something you want to encourage people to do.
Sure. Yeah.
So I thought that should be allowed in all the zones. Does it mean they
can't? Yeah, I have no problem with that.
What are we talking about there?
Well, sometimes they have a special sale, almost like a yard sale, and these businesses will move stuff out, like Ace will, on some tables, have a special sale, and then they bring it back in.
Oh, so just for special sales?
Daily outdoor merchandise display.
Could be daily or not.
Decorate, too. I mean, like Desert Rose puts out cute stuff outside and then brings it in at night.
Is that what we're talking about?
Okay. Yep, that's where we're at on daily.
Ironworks.
Yard sale place on First Street.
And that's not a yard sale. That's what they say.
Well, I know that, but their merchandise
that's
is
a junk sale.
All the time, right?
All the time. Yeah. So, I mean, just asking.
A very high-end junk store. They're very, very expensive.
I can't see a reason to make an exception there.
I say it's already allowed. I don't have a problem.
Oh, it was already 8.
Yeah. It's already 8. I'm all right with it. Let's move on.
Ann made a good call.
Yeah.
Okay, drive-through. What are we talking about?
The drive-throughs I know is
McDonald's or a bank or anything that has a drive-through window.
Espresso, the kickstand down there.
I'm fine with all zones.
Where the kickstand is, that's C1. All Main Street C1, right?
No. C1 ends in 4th.
Or an espresso, I'm fine with an any.
C2 is from all this out here.
I'm fine with the drive-through on all zones, all commercial zones.
I'm trying to think of.
I'm fine with the drive-through on all commercial zones.
The only place it might be an issue is if you have your building up to the sidewalk. You know, you can have some conflicts there where you're. If you're encouraging traffic through there and you've got a sidewalk and the building's blocking the view.
But that would go back to getting our permit and making sure that it works.
Mm-hmm. You'd have the space.
The only drive-through I can think of that's in what is currently, what we're talking about becoming C1 is
pharmacy.
Yeah, CBHA, and who knows.
There's the old U.S. Bank building. That has that old drive-through
right.
in there.
Good point. There's there's a drive-through at the
can
public library.
Potentially get public and library. Throw something in there. Oh, drive-through
I think
library.
I'm fine as long as it fits on the property.
In there, that's where you drop.
I mean, obviously, in my building, I can't do that. But.
Okay.
I don't see any problem with drive-through.
Hey.
I don't see a problem. With
so,
AAA.
So on the drive-through, we're going to put A on all of them, right? We got A now on C3, but you're going to put A on C1 and C2. Is that right, Board? Okay.
I agree with the next one,
yeah.
Too.
Eating and drinking places. Yeah, they can go anywhere.
Okay, they're all A now. Let's move on.
I can eat wherever I want.
Farm and landscaping equipment sales and supplies and service. Now, down there in the incubator buildings that the port built on the first, we sometimes have equipment sales there.
What's that zone? Is that C3?
Broadway, halfway down, that's all C3, isn't it?
Well, what we would make C3?
I would say keep it out of C1 for sure.
That's what I'm thinking, just C2 and C3. Like contractor supply. That's my vote.
So leave it the way it is. Is that what you're saying, Brian?
Actually, no.
A.
Huh?
Not allowed in C1, but it is allowed in C2 and C3.
Okay, so we'll put A on all of them. Is that what you're doing?
No, not C1. Allowed in
C1. Oh, X on C1 and A on C2. Yep. Is that right? I got my hand in it and still can't hear.
I can't think of any businesses that sell any of that stuff in what is going to be, what could end up in C1.
And Dell's is what we're talking about.
Okay, let's go to fuel stations.
Well,
This is where I have
ours, and I need to be charged.
You're going to have to add it for
charging station.
you're going to have
I want that where
fuel stations need to be added to C2 because there's already a bunch in C2s. That's the question mark one. The only potential place where you have two places where that could happen. Dewey's Place being one of them.
Corner of First and Broadway, or Main and Broadway.
Yeah. I don't see a problem with them. There again, it's going to come down to planning and making sure that it will work with the traffic and the exits. And
so think about
this. This is my question mark one, and why this one is a question mark one for me is if you do end up deciding to sometime, we talked about having some aesthetic requirements and such for what could be the downtown area to make it even more unique, do you want a gas station in the middle of it? And I'm not saying you should or shouldn't. I'm just saying that if there is a long-term goal, if there is a long-term plan to increase opportunities for people down there and potentially tourism, does that have any potential negative impacts?
It could, because if you're trying to build a pedestrian area, a gas station has a long frontage that people have to walk across.
Correct.
You know, no windows to look in, you know, nothing to do. And so when you break up your pedestrian area, that's not a great thing.
That's my bug.
So right now there's no functioning fuel stations. There are two potential places. They used to be.
And it would be better to, I guess, encourage those to redevelop as a restaurant or a store or something that's...
Yeah, I agree with that.
Okay. Thank you.
Fuel stations not allowed.
That's what I was getting.
So on this, we're going to X, C1, and 2 on fuel stations.
No,
correct?
Open to 2.
Open to 2.
Yeah. So XAA.
You have a number already in 2, so I wouldn't get rid of that.
Yeah, that'd be bad.
Okay. Improvement store, lumberyard.
We'll have a lot of people at that meeting if we do that.
I kind of think XAA.
So which one?
Home improvement store.
Is a store like Judy Damon used to have, wallpaper store, is that a home improvement store?
Yeah, it would be.
Carpet. Okay, so we're talking carpet carousel now.
Carpet carousel is currently in C3.
Okay.
And so maybe this is one where you want to limit the size, and maybe that makes it easier, because your wallpaper store, I assume, is going to be fairly small, where a lumberyard is going to be big.
Like that. So if it's small, it can go in C1.
Yeah.
That's actually not a bad idea with that either for that type of store.
But what do we call small now?
Yeah, that's the question. What's
you have to decipher square footage, and what are you going to put in there for small? Less than 2,000?
Our building's 15,000 square feet.
1,500,
I mean, sorry.
Yeah.
That's, and we're kind of normal in that row.
Like these stores down here.
2,500, somewhere
here. In this little shopping center, it's all being converted to the health store deals now. Most of them are 1,200 and 1,500, I think.
Where yet? Where you
well, talking? The old Sears.
Time
Fitness.
That's true.
Aren't them mostly about 1,500?
Wouldn't matter because they're in C2.
Yeah.
But I think if you're just trying to get an idea of what's a
size-wise.
Size. Yeah.
How does commercial tire fit into that?
I don't know. They're in our backyard.
So when we limit it to size, then what? We put it under C, conditionally allowed?
You can actually do a footnote.
Or a footnote?
That limits it.
Okay.
So we're still stuck on the lumberyard, right?
Home improvement.
I call them all C3, but I actually, when you guys brought that up, not allowing it in C2 and allowing it in C1 so that small type businesses, you know, that need a frontage spot to do business. That's not a bad thing to be in that area.
Let's
like a boutique type.
Yeah,
like a
boutique.
I would say it's a lot.
Kind of like Judy's. You know, if you go back to what Judy's
let's
was.
Let's pick a square footage. 2,000 square feet, is that too big?
Don't want to go any bigger than that.
It's not too big.
Yeah.
So let's put note 2,000 square feet for C1.
How big?
And C2, anything goes?
If you're gonna build a restaurant, no, we didn't. We'll get back to that. I think once you get this all done, we can talk a little bit more about that. But you're probably gonna want at least close to 20,000 in your C2 because you have 20,000 square foot businesses already there, like Leprechaun.
You maybe don't have to limit all of them, but some of them, like maybe the home improvement, that should be a smaller one.
Okay.
Well, that's what, if you put it in C1, you could make it a 3,000 square foot max. My thing on C1 and let's limit a size is restaurant sizes. Now, how big is Frutoletta's? I think it's a little bigger than 1,500.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is.
Most
we're only doing the 2,000 limit for the home improvement store at this current
moment. Right.
For C1.
Mm-hmm. Are we doing any limits?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Or C2 and C3, anything goes?
C2 don't allow. C3 allow completely for home improvement.
C2 don't allow?
I wouldn't.
You don't even want to allow it at the 2,000 square feet, like in the C1?
I think we could.
I think so.
I think you could, but again, you know, as I'm going to go back to, I'm going to steal Ann's words on this. Where do you want to encourage those stores to go? Like I said, a little cute little boutique store makes sense in C1. You know, these large-scale home improvement stores, Home Depot and such.
They should only be in C3.
I guess the only one that becomes a question mark for me is Ace Hardware, where that fits, but that's probably more retail sales.
That's bigger than 2,000.
Well, yeah, but I mean, that's what I'm saying.
I would say...
Does that qualify as... Is that a home improvement store, or is that something else?
Yeah. 2,000 for C1.
If it is, then I'd say, now you're going to have to put it in an all zone.
That's what I would do.
Okay, Boyd. Roger has a suggestion. We stay at 2,000 feet for C1 and 10,000 feet for C2.
For this, or for all things?
No, we're just on this one right now, the home improvement store. We got to move on, and we'll better bring our bedroll.
What would you all call Ace Hardware? That's my only question. Ace Hardware store.
Hardware either way.
Yeah.
Is it a home improvement store?
You can buy
retail.
There, and you can buy
retail.
A broom.
Huh?
I call it retail.
Yeah. Retail? Okay.
Yeah, that's retail.
Buy a lot of everything. Dog food.
Okay. So is everybody in agreement that we'll go 2,000 feet on C1 and 10,000 on C2?
No.
You're not.
I'd like consistent.
How about
I think,
you, Dana?
I think consistent rules all the way across the board would be what you want to do in your explanation.
So 10,000. You're thinking of like the what Judy's was.
Like who was?
Judy Damon's. Yeah.
Judy Damon when she had her carpet deal.
Yeah. Or like Carpet Carousel. How many square feet are they?
Well, with their stories,
it doesn't matter. They're C3.
They're C3.
I know,
they're unlimited.
Just trying to get an idea.
I'm just trying to get an idea of building size. So.
So everything they have up front is what you would go look at. And that's pretty small.
Ann, what do you think? Are we making it complicated?
No problem.
Yes, but I don't like putting putting square footage on this, on one particular item, I'm personally not a fan of. Like I said, as a general, yes. But you can build this size store in C2 if it's under this, that's gonna get confusing.
And you should maybe, now that I'm looking back at it, maybe the retail, just the general retail should also have a limitation of size in C1.
Mm-hmm.
Because otherwise you'll get something that doesn't fit one of these categories and yeah.
I think we're better off fitting the stuff into here, into this generalized one, than to each individual one. Because then it just gets really complicated.
Okay, what's the rest of the board think? We got to keep moving. Brian, what do you think?
Well, I think a home improvement store and a lumber yard are very different things. Can be.
Yeah.
I mean, a lumberyard, I don't want that on Main Street.
Yeah. It's not going to happen anyway.
But a home improvement store, you know, might be fine.
And that's where Ace fits in. That's what they are.
Let's make those two different things.
Yeah. Well, you know, and we could take that lumberyard clear off of there for
we
now.
We could put the lumberyard in with contractor supply and sales.
Yeah, let's just cross out lumberyard for
true.
Now.
True. Let's do that.
I think you have a lumberyard in C3 very easily.
Yeah, we just
have it just in C3.
We just moved that out of there. Out. Yeah. Okay. So now we're just home improvement store. Can we go 2,000 feet on C1? Or where do you want to? Or you don't want footage at all? What do you want?
I wouldn't put any. Like I said, I'll go back to what I said.
Okay, so then we're just going to put allow on everything across. Is that correct?
Well, how about for home improvement? How about if you under the general retail, you have a limitation, the 2,000 square foot limitation for C1, and then we just get rid of the home improvement as a separate category. Because then
it gets complicated.
Right. Yeah. Fewer categories are better.
Yeah.
So if there are ones that we can eliminate, some of them we really need to discuss, you know.
And I think what we're looking at is, what happens if Home Depot came into Othello? We'd want it in C3.
Yeah, it is.
Mm-hmm. We want it in the big box store. They need a lot of land for all that parking, and you're not going to fit them in.
Which they wouldn't go into a 20,000 square foot or less building anyway, so maybe we're making it harder on ourselves.
Yeah, we're kicking stones.
I agree. Home improvement, retail.
Same thing.
Lumber yard. C3 only.
Okay. You agree with that, Brian?
Yeah. Lumber yard, C3 only. Home improvement is retail. Is that okay? Uh-huh.
Did you get that, Ann?
So, maybe I misheard. So lumber yard is not the same as contractor sales and supplies. It's its own category, only allowed in C3?
Yes.
Okay.
And that makes sense.
I could foresee another lumber yard right down there where Dell's. Dell's is shutting down.
Absolutely. But C3, that'd be perfect.
There's a tractor place looking at that.
There ain't no business for another lumber yard in this town.
Okay, let's move on. Are we done with home improvement?
Yep, so manufactured home sales, that's a real land-intensive one. Ugh. So I kind of thought that's probably only C3.
Just C3, yeah.
Yep. Okay, I like this X's down here on marijuana sales.
But nonprofit, this is a really long title, nonprofit organization sales or activities associated with a seasonal event, that is like Christmas tree sales. So I don't know if that's an issue, if that's something you really need to address in your code. I don't know,
this is a tough one.
There's no room in C1. Where are you going to do it? Pioneer Park, Dewey's? I could see it in C2. They used to do it in front of the car wash. Don't know if they will now.
I don't know if you even need to address it. If it's, nobody really
front of Walmart.
Worries about it, then we can
do they even get permits to do it?
Conditional use?
I doubt it. Maybe so.
Even if Boy Scout troop get conditional use permit from the hearing examiner?
No. I didn't know what to do with that. So I'm glad you pointed it out to me that way.
So yeah, I'd say it's allowed in C2 and C3.
Not C1.
What are we talking about?
Christmas tree sales or nonprofit sales.
Okay.
God, what do you do? Do
Pioneer car washes.
Pioneer Park is going to be C1.
Is that the same thing?
Do we do non-profit
car wash,
sales?
We have at Potter's all the time.
Oh, that's not that.
Or don't worry about it, because that's not something you get zoning for.
That's not non-profit either.
It kind of depends on if it's an issue. If it's not really an issue and nobody is worried about it, then we can just move on without addressing it, I would say. We can just take it
out. I'm not worried about it.
Let's move on.
If it becomes an issue, we address it then.
Yeah.
Cross it off.
So we're down to RV, boat, and trailer, right?
Open sales lot.
Open sales.
What's an open sale lot?
Open sale lot could be like a used car dealership.
If you have vehicle sales separate.
Yeah, it's separate.
I think what this would even be.
So it's like when I have stuff sitting outside and it's for sale.
That's your garage sale.
Yeah.
Tractor equipment, that's an open sales lot?
Yeah, but that goes back up under farm landscaping equipment, though.
Open sales lots.
Open sales lot would be something that stays out all the time.
Well, like...
up higher up, we have
like
that.
Like the one Dean and I was talking about that sells all that...
The yard sale down there.
Yard sale stuff.
Do they take it in every night?
No.
So that's an open sales lot.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't want that in C1.
No. I don't want it in C2. C3 only?
I don't want it on First Street.
I don't even want it in C3.
Can we get rid of that?
It's considered a thrift store, so.
Oh, it's a thrift store now. Okay, sorry, I didn't know that.
Because when it was a yard sale, they couldn't have a yard sale more than one or four times a year. So they turned it into a thrift shop.
Open sales
lot. So we're going to open sales lot. I say
put it in C3
and leave it there.
Wait, where does like if somebody opens up like a farmer's type of market thing,
go to the park.
A farmer's, but there's other places that do it, like for example, Ironworks.
Yeah, Ironworks.
That's
seasonal.
I consider that.
I mean, that would be, I think, your daily outdoor merchandise.
Daily outdoor merchandise.
But their stuff isn't open out, sitting outside. They take it in every
day.
Yes.
Well, she just said daily outdoor merchandise display. Now I'm really stuck on what the heck, even what open sales lots of means.
Yeah.
It's that one store down the street.
Yeah, that's what it is.
I'm trying to think what you would sell that would be big, that would be
tractors,
outside.
What about Dell's? All their stuff outside. Dell's is an open sales
car,
lot.
Car lot's a different thing.
It's a fence.
A fence lot with stuff for sale. They open the gates every day. Yeah, every day.
They're basically a farm store, like we
so open sales here. A lot would only be allowed in C3.
I think so.
I think so.
Okay.
And they're in C3 now.
RVs, boat.
I didn't know if that needed to be different than other vehicles. You had some categories already.
C3,
so.
Yeah.
Those are an easy one. That's a C3.
Okay. Let's go down to RV, boat, traders.
No, that's the C3.
That's C3.
Yep.
Sidewalk sales.
That's a question mark for me, because how does that differ from daily outdoor merchandise display?
So a sidewalk sales typically kind of community-wide or, you know, district-wide, everybody does their stuff outside, like a few times a year. Again, this is something, I don't know if that's an issue, if you really care, if they're going to do that for...
We used to have that at the strip mall, but haven't for a long time.
Mm-hmm. And so maybe this is one that could just...
Nothing.
Not be addressed.
Yeah, I would say not address it.
Just leave it. Vehicle sales, lots.
This C3. Is going to be the interesting one.
C3.
So right now,
I totally agree with C3, but you have one. So
we have Leo, and what's that going to be?
Leo's.
Crazy Leo's.
If he sells it, then it can't go back to vehicle sales.
I thought that part was
he's
C3.
It right
that's
now.
C2 all on first. Some of first is C3, isn't it?
Some of first is C3, and I can't remember where it stops. I think it starts at Spruce, which would put Leo's in it. And I can't remember where it ends, though. How far do we extend out C1?
I think we make vehicle sales on the C3.
Out to Juniper.
Right? Leo's has to deal with it when there's changes. Right now, he's grandfathered.
I think, you know, again, it comes down to what you want that downtown area to look like in the future, you know, now, and well, not now, but in the future. You know, and most places just don't allow car sales in the middle of their town.
Again, it takes up a lot of land. It breaks up that pedestrian.
Just south of Crazy Leo's is that school district barn, mm-hmm. which is so ill-placed. Mm-hmm. It kind of starts getting sporadic. And they got Kuo's, and you got that car parts place.
I think that's auto or radio or stereo or something.
Where do you want that in Othello to happen?
Leo is renting that space, that property.
Yeah.
So if we make a ruling that it's only in C3 and he's renting it, is he still grandfathered?
Leo owns that, don't he?
We don't.
Renting. He's renting.
I would say still keep it at C3. Because we really don't want it.
I kind of agree with Roger. I mean, how you want your city to look as, and also in comparison with others. I mean,
so he's grandfathered in until he leaves, and nobody else can take over there. Is that what you're saying? Is a car lot?
So if his kid wants to take over the business,
it might. I'd have to look at what your non-conforming provisions are. If business continues, it might be okay. But if it goes away, it probably can't be reestablished. But I don't know.
That's what I'm thinking. If a kid would take over and keep the name,
the family name, it should be Leo.
It would continue grandfathering in. But once it sells, that's when the line is drawn.
That's what I would think.
I'm just picturing on my own mind what that testimony is going to be like in front of city council on that discussion.
So if it becomes non-conforming through a change in zoning or change in text, then it shall be terminated no later than 10 years after becoming non-conforming. That's interesting.
That's interesting.
Uh-huh.
I would say that goes out.
If the non-conforming use is abandoned or discontinued for any period of time, that's, I may have trouble defining what's any. You know, is that 2 weeks while the sale goes through? I don't know.
I think we could word it in such a way that it's already a business there. It could be grandfathered in, but no other in C2 could come in. because it's going to hurt him financially if he wanted to sell that as a car lot.
Absolutely.
So I think he should be grandfathered in. We could put verbiage that the existing car lot is in C2 and been there. They stay there, but nobody else could come into C2 with another car lot. You all right with that, Brian?
Yeah.
Roger? Is that legally doable?
Well,
I think so.
You can grandfather businesses in if they're already there.
I support that.
So that means he can sell his business and it can keep
going.
Yeah,
I can say it as a car lot, I say.
He can sell it to somebody, yeah, and they can keep it as a car lot.
Because you're...
But no new ones
already there
outside.
But no new ones in there, and if they ever change it from a car lot, it's gone.
Then they can't go back as a car lot. They change it once.
Yeah. And is that... Could we do that?
I think so. I don't know if it causes a problem with your non-conforming use provisions, but let's go with it for now.
Okay.
Okay. Let's put that verbiage in there, Ann, for now. Mm-hmm. This all has to be okayed by
so
John and
C2,
the city council anyway.
Crazy deal.
Warehouse sales. What's a warehouse? Big Red Barns?
Down on Broadway. That's warehouse. We're
Costco?
A big company. And
Harvest Fresh.
Harvest Fresh, that's okay. C3 only.
That's kind of what I'm thinking.
Yeah, we can't have that C1 and C2.
No. No. We already got a warehouse over here where the Red Barn is.
Okay.
Right to my paycheck.
Okay.
Wholesale. What's wholesale?
So when you
this
are.
This is going to be an interesting one.
Not selling at retail. So. I mean, it kind of goes back to the like the contractor sales and supplies. I mean, that's wholesale too. So.
So is Red Barn wholesale?
No, because he's selling. He's just storing it there. That's a warehouse.
No, it was he built it because you can go buy a pellet load of anything you want out of there.
That's oh, you can.
So that's what he said. That's
wholesale. That's wholesale.
That was how he got his permit approved.
Okay.
He's
okay.
A wholesale.
Okay. So that is wholesale, okay.
That's part of it, part of that.
So what do you want to do with it?
Well, I think that what you're going to find is wholesale sales are in large buildings for the most part. With that in mind, you definitely don't want it in C1.
I agree with that.
And I probably would also recommend it not being in C2. I think you're okay with calling this a C3 permitted use.
I agree with
and
that.
I think it also goes back to one of our original questions that was asked a long time ago by Bob. Well, if you don't have anything in your zoning to prevent me from building something like that over on 13th and Main, you need to make a change. So
X-X-A.
My recommendation to turn,
agreed.
Turn that
to C3.
Yep, C3.
Both wholesale ones.
Yep.
C3.
And then that would answer Bob's question finally.
Oh, I like
we
it.
We can prevent that.
let's put both the wholesale C3 guys.
Yep.
Services.
Okay, services.
Adult entertainment. We want that in C1?
We don't want it at all.
The only place that I would allow adult entertainment, and this was my question from last month, comes down to C3. I would exclude it from C1 and C2. Absolutely.
Get it out.
You can't kick it out of all three, but if you're going to have it someplace, have it on the outskirts of your city.
I like that. Okay.
Good.
Let's go with that.
X-X-C.
Allow in C3 on adult entertainment.
What's assembly building? A church?
I don't know. That's something you have in your code, and I'm kind of struggled with what that means.
You know what assembly building I think is like that addition that the Catholic Church built that they have parties and
so the senior centers.
Churches can be in residential. I mean, they're kind of
Oddfellows used to.
Oddfellows, yeah.
Temple.
Masons.
Together, a Grange.
We do have the Masons.
Seahawk House.
Broadway and Main.
Yeah. I don't think Masons would actually qualify.
Seahawk House.
Since they're on the second story of
a game.
Of a retail building, it doesn't probably matter.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
It currently is limited by size in different zones. You can have up, I think it's up to 100 people.
I like that thought.
currently C2 is under 100 people is allowed. Maybe you can go more. No, I guess it's just under 100 people.
So where are we putting it?
But that comes, assembly buildings could go under clubs, lodges, and assembly halls.
Yeah.
So strike it.
Would that be the senior center also?
My suggestion is strike this out of consideration.
Assembly hall, senior center.
Yeah, let's just take assembly building off of building is services.
Confusing.
Yeah.
We'll just scratch assembly building out of services.
Kill it.
Yeah, we kill it. Okay.
Funeral hall.
We got time for one more page, right where we're going, so let's...
let's do it.
Let's move it.
Okay. Banking. Everywhere we can do banks, I'm okay with that.
Yep, I'm all right with that.
Okay, back to assembly halls, clubs, and lodges.
Well, C3 is fine for me.
Yeah, C2. No, probably, where the senior center is, that's probably C2, right?
Is that kind of residential.
Does this include churches, too?
Here's 7th. And that's
the church is its own.
The church is
the senior center is in R2.
Senior center is in R2.
What about the Eagles, Larch and First?
You mean C2, don't you, instead of R2?
Larch and First.
It is not in a commercial zone.
Okay.
Senior center.
It's in a residential.
So it is R2, huh? Okay. So I guess we just
out of put, town.
We could just put R2 instead of C2 there, right?
So we're not even addressing that. That's in a different zone. We're not going to worry about that. I think
okay.
We have to worry about the ones
okay.
that are.
Okay. If they don't have an A or something on them, we just skip them and go on down.
To what?
So these ones that
we're talking about,
those we
lodges
fill
and stuff.
Right?
She said we're going to skip all that. If it don't have anything now, we just go down to work.
No. She's saying that the senior center is in a residential zone.
So we don't.
Right. We're not talking about
okay.
senior center.
Okay.
But we do have Elks. We might have
we don't
others.
Have Elks definitely, anymore, but Eagles is still.
Eagles.
Only C2 and C3 for clubs, lodges, and assembly halls.
Just C2, C3.
So XAA.
I'm just for myself, I can't see how. How you can put one in C1 depending on how big you make them.
No parking.
Yep. All the things you're saying. The parking issue.
Yeah.
The
XAA.
And if somebody was going to build one, I don't know if you'd want them to build. You want to discourage them from building it down there anyway, because that would create more.
XAA.
X.
So we're Xing all the way across on.
No.
XAA.
Xing C1. And allow C2, C3.
Okay.
What's cultural, recreational, and entertainment uses? A laser tag?
Racquetball?
Museums?
Well, that's not in C1.
What's that?
That's not going in C1, is it?
Kind of depends on how big it is.
That's right. I mean, if you're going to make
okay.
it.
I see.
And that's why I said you want to make, instead of making a bunch of little ones, kind of generalize.
So XAA.
I support Brian, XAA.
XAA. I think it's probably doable.
So you did AA on C1?
C1's an X.
C1's X, C2A, C3A.
XAA, XC1.
And AA on C2 and C3.
Yeah.
Okay.
Daily care providers. We got that all over town.
Most of them are in the
We're only talking, so it's allowed in residential, but we're talking about whether we're allowed in commercial.
Is there rumor about CBHA doing something like that with their building?
Yeah.
I had heard that.
It depends, though. You'd have to have the bottom floor commercial anyway, so it really doesn't. I mean, I guess if you allow it.
It's a commercial use, though. I mean, healthcare,
yeah,
that's definitely a commercial use. And your residential zones probably don't allow a large center, they probably just allow the family, somebody's taking care of the 12 or less kids in their home. So you need a place for the larger daycare.
I'd say
center.
Put it in all of them. And C1 will be regulated again by parking size.
True.
Traffic and parking.
Well, are you going to need to go back and rezone where there already is existing? Here.
That's what I
there's the two up there on 7th by the senior center.
Well, Nazarene preschool.
But we're just talking commercial zones.
No, but it's in the residential development.
What about the two up there on 7th?
I think it's allowed, isn't it?
Are you asking about what gets allowed on that? Yeah. All right, so, you know, and we talked about this, boy, almost a few years ago, you know, for the, when we were talking about community zoned areas and such, and we didn't really do much with it, unfortunately. But I was kind of the belief there was an allowance for that sort of stuff. Under the community residential, what the heck did they call it?
Neighborhood commercial?
Neighborhood commercial, thank you. Neighborhood commercial was where that would qualify. Or was already covered, I believe. I thought we did.
Maybe that's what C3 is?
For some reason, I want to, in my head, the only exclusion for neighborhood commercial was R1. In my head, for some reason, that kicks in. And I could be wrong on that. It could have been all of it.
So what are we putting there?
Well, here we could put whatever. I mean, we're only talking about the commercials. John's question's about whether that's allowed in other places.
I thought it
already was with neighborhood commercials.
A's all across because they'll be limited by parking.
Yeah.
You really want child care in C3s?
No.
Mm-mm. No, that's X Street, C3. And...
next to the adult entertainment.
you couldn't because you can't put an inner... You can't, they could...
But pet care...
Yeah.
I mean, I'm going to start up a rabbit boarding house.
And you can separate those out. I just kind of lumped them together thinking that they're kind of similar, but then maybe they're not as similar as I was thinking.
Okay. So
I don't know what to put there.
Let's cross off pet care.
Yeah, let's
solve it tonight.
We're going to solve everything tonight.
Skip it. Move on to the next one.
Let's cross out pet care and put A on C1 and 2 and X.
AAX?
Yeah, AAX.
So nothing on C1, right?
Pet care, we don't...
Or you guys took it out of C3.
Just take off
we
pet care.
We took it out of C3 and put it in A1 and 2 and crossed
sure
out
where
pet
we're
care.
Put the rabbit.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you have any of the senior...
Of rabbits in town.
Like senior daycare, and if that's becoming an issue.
Not
there,
when they have little
it's
ones.
Just child care.
What about the elder care to the adult entertainment?
Okay, let's move on to dance hall.
C3 only.
C3 only? Okay. X the other two.
What do we have? We have...
We don't have a dance hall now.
Cimarron.
C3 only. That would be in the C3 zone.
Is it?
That's in C3.
Okay.
The other side of 14th is C3.
How about a bowling alley? They ever heard dancing?
They don't believe in it. Or alcohol.
They don't have enough room for dance. Bowling alley.
We already talked about drive-throughs. You said that was okay.
Shut up.
Drive-through for a permitted use. Well, we got drive-throughs everywhere.
The first category we did was sales, and now we're doing service. So it kind of makes sense that because like maybe a dry cleaner would have a drive-through where. I think it's just clearer to have it in both areas.
All three.
But just allow it.
If it can work with traffic, fine.
So we're allowing it in all three?
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So family daycare home in an existing residence, you have to allow that. So I just put it in as allowed. So
okay, let's move on.
Providers, AAA, good with that? Hospitals?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Only in commercial?
Yeah, we only got the one, and it's over there in C3.
So AAA or
X
two X's and the A.
Okay.
Hotels.
C2, C3. We're getting on square footage.
What comes under when I have what is it? You have.
I guess I'm gonna go back to my original comment.
Rent your home out.
Well, you're gonna have a hotel under 20,000 square or over 20,000 hotel? How big are you gonna build it? Probably going to be over 20,000 square feet, I'm guessing.
Yeah, it will be. If you got units at all.
A big chain, yes. A little boutique one, No.
What about bed and breakfast or Airbnb?
If you call it on C3, so one of my thoughts is C3 only, and my other thought is C2. You already have some hotels in C2. So again, it's kind of where you want, what you want, where.
Well, you can handle lodging at C1.
Definitely yeah. Not C1.
No, and let's put allowed in 2 and 3.
Do you really want to see definitely not C1?
Yeah, banners in 2.
Okay.
Oh,
I don't know that one.
Okay, is that under lodging?
That would be lodging.
What about a boarding house? Where does that come in?
That would...
Is that residential?
That's next to you.
That's what I'm asking. I'm going to add on. I want to connect.
I didn't include it.
Oh, for high.
How does like an Airbnb kind of a thing?
I guess it doesn't matter if they build
a
whole.
Is that a controversy?
I don't think. Do you have to do that? Do you have to even put it out there? Do you have to have a permit for it?
For what?
Kind of depends. Do you want to collect lodging tax? So that's the big fight about the Airbnb.
I've run out of field.
Okay, let's move on to kennels.
That one resolved here. Just
yeah,
2 and 3.
We pet care. We put X on kennels. C1 and A on the other two.
So my rabbit care would come under kennels.
XAA or XXA?
XAA. XAA.
Which was that?
Kennels.
On what?
So,
on
kennels
lodging.
And animal boarding.
Oh, animal ordinance?
Yeah.
Boarding.
Boarding.
I'm going to board dogs and rabbits.
3.
And cats.
Just put it, like Brian said, A on 3 and X the other 2.
C3, what's that? No?
Nowhere in the city limits.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Nowhere?
No animal boarding in the city limits?
What are you going to do with your veterinary,
you veterinary clinic?
Put it outside the city limits.
It's not.
Well, it's not going to be.
It's in city limits.
We talked about that last month.
But they're not boarding.
Where they're locating up there is still in city limits.
But they're not boarding.
But most vets, you can...
They can board a calf or a horse overnight.
Go on vacation or whatever.
I don't think they do it. They chill. They don't.
They don't board overnight?
No. If the dog, if you had surgery and they keep your dog overnight, but they don't board.
So what am I supposed to do with a poodle? Can I take a vacation?
I'll take care of it.
Take him over to Jamie's.
You definitely don't want it in C1 and C2. That you can just X that out right now for animal.
But where the new vet clinic is going to be C3.
Correct.
So XXA?
That's what I would do. What do you think, John?
He says XX.
He just told you.
He said XXX.
I thought I heard that, but I thought maybe my hearing aids weren't on.
And so medical, dental.
I think my only reason why I would say XXA as an allowed is I just don't see a lot of impacts on the rest of the city if it's in C3.
And where they're going up there, I don't think it would bother much.
Unless. God, I don't know if it was restricted to industrial, but I don't know if that's a great place either.
So I listen to dogs all night long, and I got to go to work in C3 and listen to dogs all during the day while I'm working.
You'd be working where I was working today. Had cows hollering all day long.
Mm. Down by feedlot?
Bears.
Oh, yeah. Mm.
Okay.
Anyway, let's move on. Right now we got XXA on animal boarding and kennels.
So medical, dental, psychiatric officer clinic is probably the same thing as healthcare provider, yes?
Mm-hmm. Last I checked.
Yeah, all A's.
So do you have a preference for which thing we should call them?
What's that?
Provider.
Healthcare provider is better? Yeah. Okay, so we'll take out the other one.
What's the massage place? Health, too?
Yes.
Where? Is there
a massage place?
Oh, lots of them.
Yeah, there's 3 or 4 or 5.
Well, there's a couple independents.
The portable fellow. She has one there.
Yeah, we have one down in the basement. Yeah, at a port building.
Okay, so we're going to just cross that off and it's going to medical?
We're leaving healthcare provider, unless you just want to call it a professional office. And Moses Lake, where I took this from, I think they distinguished it was different standards for those two. But if it's all the same, then you could just call it a professional office. Unless you want to make it clear that healthcare is allowed, I don't know.
Okay, let's keep moving. Are we down to recreational vehicle park?
Huh. What's Can we axe that completely? I just can't see a place where you could do it in Othello.
I don't even.
Like what?
There's some in Moses Lake.
City limits. Nice. Really within nice. City limits.
Yeah.
What, go-karts? What are we talking about?
Mm-hmm. No, RV.
RV parks.
I think we should probably.
Are we talking about the same thing?
They can get Walmart for free.
ORV. Wait a second. Recreational. I'm recreational. Sorry. I was thinking ORVs. I can't think of anywhere we can do that in Othello.
Yeah, I knew what you were thinking.
I like the ones in Moses Lake there.
Recreational vehicle park.
But I want them kept.
I think it ought to be on C3 if we're going to do it.
You have some standards for that already. You have a whole chapter that deals with
I say yes.
So XAA?
I'd XAA and put XXAA. A on C3. Is that all right with everybody?
So it'd be XXA.
Yep, just like Brian said.
Okay. There actually was one for a time out at, not in city limits, but out at Sportsman.
That's that town.
Mm-hmm. Rental of vehicles, trailer, and machinery.
C3.
Three only, yep.
Three only. What it is now.
That's just the big stuff. It's not like the little.
It's like U-Haul hidden C3, right?
It's a fun stuff.
Okay. Even where the U-Haul has a C3.
Repair and maintenance.
Good small engine. I still think you need to keep a C3. We don't need the mechanics right now.
Is there anybody? On, well,
oh, we do have one.
We have.
Yeah.
Dewey.
But he'd be grandfathered in if we said no on C1.
Well, again, we go back into, you know, I'll go back to what Ann said earlier. You know, what do you want for the future? When Dewey decides to hang it up, do you want that to be a gas station again in the future? Do you want that to continue being where a mechanic goes, or do you want it to be something completely different? Do you want to motivate someone to maybe put a restaurant in there to put in?
But Ace offers a small engine repair.
Correct.
So you do have a difference between small engines and vehicles. That there's two different categories.
Ace would be C2.
So small engines and and appliances. Appliances, appliance repair.
Should be C2. C2 and C3.
But Dewey would be, because he's sitting in.
Dewey's under.
He's under C1 now, so he just would be not grandfathered.
He would not be able to sell it then
as a.
Mechanic place.
We could sell it as long as it didn't lapse in use.
Okay.
If you, you know, abandoned it for a while, then somebody else wouldn't be able to.
Just like we're doing for Crazy Leo's.
Just like the other one. Yeah,
that's what I say. Just like Crazy Leo's.
Yes. I like that.
That's grandfathered in.
As long as it stays exactly the
same. As long as it stays that way. Okay. You got that written down, Ann? On Dewey's down here? You know where Dewey's is at?
I don't, but.
Okay. Catty corner from Commercial Tire. Commercial Tire is on the right. Go through the intersection right across from the laundromat is Dewey's.
So we're doing small engines and appliances. I had it XAA. Is the same for vehicles, or is vehicles going to be different?
I'd say keep it the same, XAA.
What do you think? I think so.
Can't think of anybody in C1.
Just repair or maintenance of vehicles.
Definitely nothing.
That also includes your stereo shops, correct?
That would be.
Not much to consider that. Well, yeah. It's really you call it retail, too.
It's a light service of vehicles. Like put parts and.
So, you know, most dealers, you can go and get your oil changed and, you know, they'll do repairs. And so that's why.
You're going to have to go to C2, C3. You start looking at. If you start considering. Places that change oil and stuff like
Where's
that.
Where's Commercial Tire at?
They're in C3.
C1.
Oh, C1, yeah, they're in C1.
Part of C1.
That is repair and maintenance of vehicles.
Oh, I know. That's why I said we're going to bring this one up again in a little bit.
And we ain't shutting them down.
Well, I don't think we can.
No, but grandfathered in. As long as it stays exactly the same, there's no lapse in time.
That's right. And that one would, so Commercial Tire would be another one that would grandfather in.
So, what do you call lapse in time? Say they sell their building
and there's 6 months where there's no business.
That's lapse in time.
That would be lapse in time.
You can't redo it.
But if they sell it to Les Schwab,
then they're fine.
Then they're fine.
So under sales, for a vehicle sales lot can include light service, we said XXA.
So. Yeah, except if it's an existing one there, it's grandfathered in.
Yeah.
Okay. So where are we at? Down to theater, or did we skip the sales and light service? Where are we at, Chris?
I think sales and light service is probably the same as repair
XXA. Unless they're existing in there, then they grandfathered in.
You're talking about oil changing places and stuff like that. I mean, you have a lot of those existing in C2. You're so definitely not going to allow them.
Pronto would be C1.
So it should be.
Pronto lives right on that edge.
Yeah.
So it should be XAA?
It's right across from Crazy Lou.
Yeah. Now, is First Street all C2?
No. C1. Down to around, I don't know where we're at, but
okay.
Around Crazy.
So Pronto Loop is in C1.
I think correct. It is the end.
So there's another one that's got to be grandfathered.
It's between Larch and Spruce.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, theater. We only got one in town, and it's up here.
There again, I think C1 will kick it out because of size.
Probably. I don't know if you kick it out or just allow it to see if somebody's going to put a 2,000 square foot theater in.
I'd say it's right now. It's
8. I'm not saying it's likely.
I'm okay with that. I mean,
I'm okay size with what it is.
I'm all right.
It'll never happen.
Okay.
Truck stops.
Truck stop.
Sales and light repairs.
Only in 3.
Three. Yeah, I agree with that.
Now we're back to our veterinarian.
Uh-oh.
Here we go again.
And I didn't know you needed to distinguish between small animals and large animals. I know you do have the large animal vet that's going in, and I don't know if there would be another, and so if it's an issue.
Ooh, I'm going to put a puppy dog care clinic.
Okay, so.
So
right now, C3, it's, C3. Right now it's S, no, it's R3. That's where she's going to be.
C3, C3. I think that's good.
Yeah.
For vet.
Yeah, I agree.
Is that where the
I
land
think they're
you
in
bought?
C3 where they're landing up there.
Well,
off of Broadway.
I think it's actually industrial.
Right now it's R3. But
or it's R3.
But we're going to make it.
It'll be C3.
Okay.
So only allowed in C3?
Yeah.
And then I guess for both kinds, so should I just combine it just a vet?
Yeah.
No matter if it's large or small animals?
Yeah.
Okay, we got 15 minutes. Transportation. We don't have anything there. Did we just skip that? It's all blank.
Airport.
Well, it's blank because I needed some guidance, and I didn't know how much we needed to address most of this.
Well, personal wireless telecommunications. Don't we have the tower right here on Main Street?
We what?
Have what?
The cell tower.
Northern Cable.
Yeah, Northern Cable.
There's a cell tower.
Yeah, so that's our current C2 or what our what makes
you. Northern Cable.
Wait a second. Did we just skip? What are we? Which one are we talking about?
We're in transportation right now.
Okay, good.
All the transportation. That's...
So heliports, C3 only.
Well, you're never going
to
get
an airport. And if you don't feel like you need to address
airport
these things,
in here,
then we don't.
Anyway,
you have a heliport already in town.
We got not in town.
Yeah, you
hospital.
Oh, that's true for helicopters.
Okay. Yeah, well, some real estate office wants to have a helicopter and have
that's
a landing
right.
thing on their roof so they can take their clinics out to the.
Yeah. In our hot air balloon.
Lottery.
I think you spend your money better than that.
I don't know. Helicopters and gumballs.
Okay.
I'm crossing off.
Well, seriously, heliports. You put that. What do you do?
Airport.
With that?
Airports are out of town.
Yeah, airports are.
Yeah.
Take it off. We don't have the. It's not.
Okay.
Heliports are the only one I have a question on.
What's a hospital in? C3?
C3.
Or C3.
I'd say it could be in C3, sir.
Heliport.
Noisy, though.
Yeah, but we got to have it there.
Do you even need it, or is that... I don't even know what to do on that one.
You can just take it out.
An option.
Not something.
Yeah, and make it not even... Yeah, just take it out of the...
Yeah, we don't address it.
Transportation system, taxi services, where's that going?
C2, C3?
No.
Just C3?
You know.
C3.
Not C1, for sure.
Yeah, I'd say allowed in C3 if someone wants to put up a taxi service and have it.
Well, do we say that's a taxi service?
It could also be a bus.
Yeah.
Fit into that.
So,
C3.
Yeah.
Allowed there, and that's it.
No.
Wireless telecommunication facility.
So that's a cell tower.
That's a cell tower. So we want one.
Well, we have that little building there. Down there on, isn't that still there across from the printers? That little
AT&T building?
Huh?
Or no, Quest building?
Quest building. It's just kind of a block building.
Yeah, that, all about that.
That's the hub of all our connections coming around.
Would that be C1?
That's where cities. There's one you grandfather that baby in too.
So you're saying X,
they're moving that.
XAA?
They're not moving that at all.
XAA? Or XXA?
Well, it's already sitting in C1.
I don't even know what you do with this one. This is another one of those tough ones.
Well, it's just got to be grandfathered in.
I don't want to see a bunch of towers on Main Street, though.
Yeah.
I mean, do you want more cell towers? Where do you want to allow more cell towers to get built? That's a question.
I don't want
somebody's going to build another one in the future. Where do you want it built?
If they already have one, they're not going to build one within across the city limits.
Yeah, in the future, where do you want to allow a cell tower to be built?
Where I'll get the best possible service.
Amen.
That's your question on this one, whether you even address it or not. I don't know what to do.
Well, I mean, it's going to come down to, like, say, Saddle Mountain Wireless. They want to put a booster here in town. You know, or maybe they got one already. I don't know.
Where do you want it, and do you care? And do you think people will care about it?
I see we have that other communications up here right next to the car wash.
Yeah.
Right. They're both
in C1. Your kids all jiggly. That's the question.
I say right now we just leave it blank. Or
I would say allow it. I mean, if it's on top of a building,
yeah.
Does it bother you?
It's more the towers that are the issue. You know, and I haven't read through your whole code on how it gets regulated now.
I'm not really sure on this one.
Or do we just ignore it?
I'm not sure what you do on this one.
We're going to come back to that one.
I say just leave it blank, because we've already got two of them in town in C1.
Put a star by it.
I'd say allow them in C3s.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
And the other ones I'm not sure about.
The ones that are there, grandfathered in.
Transportation.
I'm not sure what that...
That goes back up to passenger.
That was supposed to be.
That's right.
The railroad.
I think I started something and didn't finish it. I'm not sure.
Okay.
Utilities. Local above ground. So that means like telephone poles, wires running around all over town. I want them all buried.
And it could also be a well house, lift station, that kind of thing.
Well, if it's needed, we got to put it where it's needed.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's a.
I could see why they left it blank.
I don't know what to say about that. I mean, if we need it, we got to have it. Because we all want our sewer to get pumped out of here.
Putting A's all across. Or...
I can't... do we got anywhere near the commercial where the well stations are or could be in the future?
For those items for the utilities, why don't you check the ordinance? Have Ricky get back to you with the ordinances on those.
So questions?
That's a tough one.
Yeah, let's just put a question mark in that. Ann will search that out for us.
Yeah, that one's...
Any ordinances on how utilities are handled?
Yeah. Because we got quite a few of them.
Because that might cover all of it.
Okay, let's move into industrial and storage, and then we're going to wrap this up. cargo containers, C3.
XXA.
Restricted anyway. Cargo containers are already very, aren't they already?
They're down on Broadway.
A bunch of conditions.
Mm-hmm. They're conditional use sort of thing.
So XXA? Is that what?
That's what I would do. Well, you're going to have cargo containers down there on the beam plant, places like that.
That's industrial.
Yeah.
That's not C3 down there. That's
real
industrial.
Estate offices. Oh, that's put one out there? Back just for storage?
Kara has one. Oh, no, she did.
Well, I'm just thinking if someone puts one in the back of their building for quick storage.
I think you can.
I think there's an ordinance already to read with. I think it's supposed to be for temporary. I think the ordinance is already there.
That's what I was saying. I think we already have this, and it's pretty, we just looked at it not that long ago.
In the current C2 zone, you can have one container per parcel, has to be inconspicuous, not connected to water, can only be used by the occupant of the adjacent building, painted to be compatible, you need an annual placement permit, and you can renew it no more than 2 times.
It's temporary.
It's temporary. That's what I thought, too.
It's temporary, then grandfathered it.
Every year.
Oh, and 2 times.
So on those items, just trying to see orders.
We got a lot of grandfathers tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a little bit hard because we're kind of changing what the zone definitions are and where they are, so I...
Yeah, I don't think you can even zone it.
I'd say it should stay out of C1.
I don't even think
then allowed for under with conditions.
On C2?
It's on C2. So what would it be, XCA? Is that how you write it?
So that you want it as a conditional use in C?
On C2 conditional, so yeah, XCA.
So that has what's conditional?
Conditional use would go to the hearing examiner to determine if it's allowed or not.
Or conditions like what you're saying.
You could have those conditions, yeah.
Okay.
So allowed in C2 and C3 with the conditions.
Okay, how about the next one? Hazardous waste treatment. We sure don't want that at all in C1 and 2.
Do we want it at all?
I don't think so.
What's hazardous waste? Sewer?
Yeah. No, there's a state definition of what's hazardous.
Oil? Used oil? Pronto?
Old batteries?
Batteries.
Dry cleaners? Chemicals?
I say we exit all. We don't want it in town.
You gotta have it. Can you legally exit all?
Yeah, there's certain.
Can you restrict it? Or
marijuana got exed?
Yeah.
It's true.
Let me look into those.
That's not as slam dunk as marijuana was because of some legal proceedings which allowed that. This is a little different.
Yeah, but hazardous waste has got a lot of restrictions.
We have it. Used oil is a hazard. Mm-hmm. Batteries, dry cleaners, the chemicals they use. It's very interesting.
Okay.
So what are you saying?
What's ready in town?
And there are some businesses by their nature that have to deal with the hazardous substances.
So this would be like if her Safety Clean decided to come into town, set up business, and
where would you put them?
Hazardous waste that they collected from all of the facilities and then store it on site, would you allow it?
I guess, would you consider that commercial or industrial?
Tractor,
I mean, my feeling is that would be more industrial, wouldn't it? Maybe I'm wrong.
So that would be the off-site one, what he's talking about. And so maybe that's something you don't want to see in your commercial zones.
Yes.
I mean, if it was allowed industrially,
industrial.
Keep us legal?
Are we just going to X that for now?
I think X is across.
Off-site. And for the on-site, let me do a little research and find out.
Yeah,
oh, there's
make
stuff
sure
about
we're
that.
Okay on that one.
In a while.
Okay. That's light manufacturing.
Wow, this is an interesting.
If somebody makes candles in the back of their store and they sell them in the front, I can see that being a C1 use.
What about where I'm furniture? I'm going to start building furniture and selling it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man. This is an interesting one.
I think I can see one.
I don't see any problem with putting it all the way across.
I think all of them. I think A across.
I do, too.
We're talking light manufacturing.
We can't stop Roger's progress. He might
not heavy.
What is the definition of light? I mean, is that... I mean, I can think of the lightest light side, and no problem, but I'm like, I don't want to go too far either. How far does light manufacturing go?
Well, like if I'm running table saws and air compressors, that's kind of noisy. You really don't want that in C1.
Did you say you're X-ing it out of C1, C2, and C3, or allowing it in all of them? I'm
just talking here.
Ryan and I thought maybe we're allowing
it. I think allow it.
Well, on the low side, I can see, but I don't. I'm curious of what the high side of light manufacturing is.
Well, light would be little stuff, but what do you decipher as little?
But therein lies the problem. There's the problem is
starting a welding shop. Just small stuff. Then I go bigger.
I don't think you want a welding shop to see one.
I don't think welding.
I don't see them having retail parts.
What is the high end of light manufacturing? What is the?
I'd say allow light manufacturing in all three. We'll let someone determine what light manufacturing.
Okay, let's wrap this baby.
So you say allow it or disallow it?
I say allow it.
Right now we're just putting allow and then we'll discuss it later.
How about question mark? Then we come back and get an explanation. Yeah. Instead of allowing it and coming back later, let's put a question mark and get some explanation on that.
There we go. We allow it with a question mark. Okay. Outside storage in conjunction. That's all these little storages around town here.
No,
it's the, what did you say, Dells, where they have the stuff outside.
Right.
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
I thought it was a mini storage. Oh, it's the next
three
one.
Only.
Okay.
Outside storage
is not in C1.
Definitely not.
Wait,
so,
right now they got it allowed in C3. So just leave it there and put the other two.
We have kind of a shed built on, like a shed room built on the back of our building.
That's not outside, though.
That's
you're leaving it outside.
It's when you have a fenced lot, like Dell's, you store all your stuff that you're
open.
Selling outside.
Okay, all right.
Or it's like the yard sale place where they store all their stuff outside.
XXA. Okay.
That's what I got, XXA.
Yeah, I like that.
Self-storage, mini-storage, RV storage. They're everywhere.
This gets interesting now.
But okay, I don't think we got any, Brian, do we, in C1?
I don't think so.
I would say XXA and grandfather whatever is in.
What do you got in two?
Well, now down there where Olson's are, some of that's C2, isn't it?
No, that's C3.
On First Street?
That starts turning. It goes C1, C2, C3.
Hmm.
Okay.
So that could be all in C3. And
let's keep it all in C3 if they're all in C3 right now.
Well, I mean, where do you want your storage? Do you probably don't want it next year.
Okay.
I want it where it's convenient.
On Cimarron, what's that? Is that C3?
C3.
Okay.
Right. Other side of 14th is C3.
Okay.
I agree. Okay. XXA.
Yep, that's what I got. Storage, warehousing, and disposition and not associated with a retail business.
Oh, baby. Here we
Red
go.
Red barn.
Okay, but they got...
I'm waiting for this one.
Espresso supposed space. On the end.
They got what?
They have a little espresso drive-through thing that's not in use right now. And I think that's part of how they got that.
Well, again, we go back to Bob's original question. How do you...
XXA.
Yep, I agree.
XXA.
XXA. And we deal with what's existing and figure out how to...
Okay.
Put the brakes on.
We got one more and it's 8 o'clock.
We don't want Bob to start building here tomorrow.
Truck park storage in compliance with a new section.
Truck parking.
You've got existing, it's allowed in some zones, and there are 12 conditions of when it's allowed.
Yeah, we have semi parked everywhere at times.
So we're talking about like the truck parking out of Waterhole?
No. I'm probably talking about, where's the closest trick? There's something that happens in C3, but again, I don't know. I mean, isn't this more controlled by ordinance than it is by zone? You can't put it in C1.
So one of the conditions is shall have access directly off of an improved truck route is established in chapter 9.36.
Rod, you parked his trucks on C1 for 40 years.
On C1? Where? Well, on the on what?
We don't want truck parking in C1.
No.
Nor C2.
I think so too.
XXA. Okay.
I don't care what kind of conditions there are.
Got through two pages for you, Ann. We're going to adjourn if I get permission from one of these good gentlemen.
I can go another hour.
No, I don't.
Without hopefully causing a lot of discussion, did you look at the design standards? I'm kind of on the right page there.
Or yes.
Do we need to discuss a lot?
Yes, I thought they were very good.
You did.
I mean, I like
did a good job. Structuredness.
Explanation, you know. Unfortunately, we probably are going to have to go back through some of these and probably make sure it fits that, and it may change our mind on a few of these. But and sometime I think in our minds we're probably going to have to think about the aesthetics and if there is something we want to accomplish with that, or if that's too burdensome to people who are there. It's a good discussion for the future.
Okay. Thank you, everybody, for coming, and I'm looking for somebody to make a motion that we adjourn.
Motion to be adjourned.
I was going to say, does everybody want to stay another hour?
I'll second it.
Okay, Brian made the motion to adjourn, and Roger seconded it. All in favor, say aye.
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 Thank you, board. Thank you, Ann.